3 o'clock in the morning. A toddler stands at your bedside, wide awake and ready to negotiate. Again, you've read 17 articles, consulted 4 Facebook groups, and tried every gentle approach known to modern parenting. Nothing works. Here's what nobody tells you. Sometimes the most loving thing you can do is stop trying to be perfect and start being clear. After 4 decades of pediatric nursing, 2 seasoned professionals discovered something revolutionary. Toddlers don't need perfect parents. They need confident ones. This isn't another theory crafted in academic isolation. This is what actually works when you're outnumbered, exhausted, and wondering if you'll ever sleep through the night again. We've created an impossible standard. Between Instagram and parenting blogs, we've convinced ourselves that good parents never lose their temper, always have organic snacks prepared, and raise children who say please without prompting. Reality looks different. Mismatched socks, public tantrums, and that sinking feeling when your child deliberately touches the forbidden lamp while maintaining eye contact. The digital age promised easier parenting. Instead, it made us second-guess every instinct. Our grandparents learned by watching family navigate real situations. We frantically Google toddler discipline at midnight and find contradictory opinions. Your parental intuition knows things no study can measure. You recognize when your child's cry signals genuine distress versus boundary testing. Popular opinion shifts constantly. Instead of consulting 450 Facebook friends, identify 2 or 3 parents whose children you genuinely admire. 2 dangerous patterns have emerged. First, the friend zone. Parents so terrified of disapproval, they abdicate authority entirely. Your toddler will have countless friends, but exactly 2 parents. Second, the happiness trap. Believing good parenting means constant joy. Children raised this way never learn that discomfort sometimes precedes growth. When toddlers lose emotional control, someone must remain steady. That's not cruelty, it's safety. Children experience panic when nobody's clearly in charge. 3 habits undermine parental effectiveness. Asking questions about non-negotiables, do you want to take a nap? Adding okay to statements, and over-explaining. Toddlers need clear direction, not lengthy reasoning. Replace questions with confident statements. It's nap time. You're going upstairs and you'll be great at it. Your tone should match someone giving simple directions. Toddlers read facial expressions like intelligence operatives. A confident face communicates there are no other options, establishing loving authority without harshness. Concerned eyebrows invite negotiation, while calm certainty invites compliance. That defiant look when your child touches the forbidden lamp isn't rebellion, it's a question. Are you in control? Toddlers test boundaries to confirm their environment remains secure. After visiting grandparents, where rules differ, children immediately test every boundary upon returning home. When boundaries shift daily based on parental mood, children feel unsafe and test more frequently. 3 household rules provide foundational structure. Obey mommy and daddy, don't hurt yourself, don't hurt others. Address behaviors during the brief window between awake and asleep, under 3 minutes, when daily stimulation settles. State the rules, highlight something positive, then address 1 behavior needing improvement. The 3-point teaching technique eliminates empty threats. First, identify the behavior. Jackson, don't throw that toy. Second, state the consequence. If you do that again, you'll go to simmer time. Third, teach what you want. Play nicely instead. When the behavior repeats, follow through immediately. No second chances. After the consequence, use the hug approach. Hold them close, use confident face, give positive feedback. Their heart opens to guidance in this moment. You're here because you disobeyed, but I know you can listen and treat your sister nicely. Simmer time replaces traditional timeouts. Children remain in a safe space until they calm down, sometimes 15 to 20 minutes, teaching self-regulation. For tantrums, skip the 3-point technique and go directly to simmer time. Triangulation leverages children's desire to impress loved ones. Talk up your child within earshot. Maya and I were working on gentle touches today, and she's going to be great at it. Use matter-of-fact confidence, not theatrical enthusiasm, positioning yourself as supporter rather than adversary. Toddlers thrive on predictable rhythms, but can't create structure themselves. Four daily anchors ground their world: wake-up routine, family meeting, nap time, and bedtime. These touch points reinforce security and align with natural circadian rhythms. Sleep represents the most critical boundary. Well-rested families handle challenges with grace. Exhausted ones spiral into dysfunction. Establishing independent sleep habits typically takes 3 to 5 days, occasionally up to 2 weeks. Night one brings predictable resistance: pleas, meltdowns, crying. Night two shows similar patterns but shorter duration. By night three, children may become clingy, requiring parents to maintain confident demeanor while offering reassurance. Nights 4 through 10 bring breakthrough nights mixed with difficult ones. By nights 10 through 14, consistent patterns emerge. Create an optimal sleep environment: white noise, appropriate temperature, 68 to 72 F, completely childproofed room, sometimes a door lock for safety. Structured bedtime routine includes bath, tender time, limited books, reviewing rules, and positive affirmations before leaving with strict no engagement after closing the door. This consistency transforms bedtime from nightly battle into peaceful transition, giving parents back their evenings and children the rest their developing bodies need. Mealtimes should be relaxed social occasions where toddlers explore food without pressure. Keep expectations realistic. Toddlers tolerate 10 to 15 minutes at the table, have varying appetites, and reject bitter foods due to undeveloped taste buds. Provide small portions, eat together facing the table, offer variety despite rejections, and include full-fat options. The fundamental principle: parents provide food and atmosphere, children decide how much to eat. For picky eaters, focus on creating low-stress mealtimes rather than forcing consumption. Public spaces require clear expectations and consistent boundaries. At restaurants, set expectations beforehand and choose family-friendly establishments. For grocery shopping, engage children as helpers, ask questions, let them place items in the cart, or match coupons to products. For non-negotiable safety rules, use clear language and consistency. Street crossings require hand-holding. We hold hands when we cross the street, every time. For car seats, prepare before announcing departure and use positive language. Time to go, let's start our engines. These boundaries establish safety habits that children eventually internalize. The Moms on Call approach centers on four elements: sleep, feed, laugh, love. Well-rested families handle challenges better. Mealtimes become gatherings instead of battles. Make time for non-educational play: dancing, singing, making messes together. Love means providing both security and discipline. Parenting from truth rather than fear requires asking, am I deciding from truth or fear? What is the truth here? How can I act on it? Establish truths like, my child can learn to speak respectfully, or my child can sleep in their own bed. Children won't believe these truths until you do first. Believe truth completely, communicate it clearly with repetition, then act on it. This isn't a quick fix, but a lifestyle producing results over time. Your household atmosphere transforms when you control how you present life rather than letting children's reactions control you. Children feel safest when someone's clearly in charge. Your confidence becomes their security. Your boundaries become their freedom. Stop apologizing for expectations. Stop negotiating the non-negotiable. The most loving thing you can offer isn't endless flexibility. It's unwavering clarity. Your toddler isn't asking for a friend. They're asking for a parent who knows what comes next, even when they're testing every boundary.